गिरीवरधारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी जय हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 एंटाइटल्ड नारदास इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑन श्रीमद्भागवतम श्लोक नंबर 35 फॉर डिस्कशन टुडे काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी यद अत्र क्रियते कर्म भगवत परितोषणम् ज्ञानम् यत्तद् अधीनम् हि भक्ति योग समन्वितम् यद अत्र क्रियते कर्म भगवत परितोषणम् ज्ञानम यत्तद अधीनम ही भक्ति योग समन्वितम् यदत्र क्रियते कर्म भगवत परितोषणम् ज्ञानम यत्तद अधीनम् ही भक्ति योग समन्वितम् यदत्र क्रियते कर्म भगवत परितोषणम् यत्तदधीनम् हि भक्ति योग समन्वितम् यदत्र क्रियते कर्म भगवत परितोषणम् ज्ञानम यत्तदधीनम् हि भक्ति योग समन्वितम् यत्र क्रियते कर्म भगवत परितोषणम् ज्ञानम यत्तदधीनम् हि भक्ति योग समन्वितम् यत्र क्रियते कर्म भगवत परितोषणम् ज्ञानम यत्तद् अधीनम् हि भक्ति योग समन्वितम् यदत्र क्रियते कर्म भगवत परितोषणम् ज्ञानम यत्तद् अधीनम् हि भक्ति योग समन्वितम् माताजीस विल चेक द वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी यत व्हाटएवर अत्र इन दिस लाइफ और वर्ल्ड In this life or world, Kriyate does perform, Karma work, Bhagavat unto the personality of Godhead, Paritoshanam satisfaction of, Jnanam knowledge, Yattat what is so called, Adhinam dependent, He certainly, Bhakti Yoga devotional, samanvitam, dovetailed with bhakti yoga. Translation, whatever work is done here in this life for the satisfaction of the mission of the Lord is called bhakti yoga or transcendental loving service to the Lord. And what is called knowledge becomes a concomitant factor, purport. The general and popular notion is that by discharging fruitive work in terms of the direction of the scriptures, one becomes perfectly able to acquire transcendental knowledge for spiritual realization. Bhakti yoga is considered by some to be another form of karma. But factually, bhakti yoga is above both karma and jnana. Bhakti yoga is independent of jnana or karma. On the other hand, jnana and karma are dependent on bhakti yoga. This Kriya Yoga or Karma Yoga, as recommended by Sri Narada to Vyas, is specifically recommended here because the principle is to satisfy the Lord. The Lord does not want His sons, the living beings, to suffer the threefold miseries of life. He desires that all of them come to Him and live with Him, but going back to Godhead means that one must purify himself from material infections. When work is performed, therefore, to satisfy the Lord, the performer becomes gradually purified from the material affection. This purification means attainment of spiritual knowledge. Therefore, knowledge is dependent on karma or work done on behalf of the Lord. Other knowledge, being devoid of bhakti yoga or satisfaction of the Lord, cannot lead one back to the kingdom of God, which means that it cannot even offer salvation as already explained in connection with the stanza, Naishkarmyam api achyuta bhava varjitam. The conclusion is that a devotee engaged in the unalloyed service of the Lord, specifically in hearing and chanting of His transcendental glories, becomes simultaneously spiritually enlightened by the divine grace as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च तानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमोम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज टू द श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास. So, the concept that is being mentioned by Narad Muni, he mentioned two things in essence in this whole instructions to Vyasadeva. One was that we should repeatedly and purposefully glorify the Supreme Lord. And second concept that he is teaching in these verses is that we should work for Krishna. Yad atra kriyate karma. But that yad atra kriyate karma is for Bhagavat paritoshanam. Is for pleasing the Lord. So in this way, you know, all our indriyas, all our knowledge, all our energy should be used in the service to Krishna. So the particular word that is mentioned in this shloka is Bhagavat Paritoshanam. So Toshanam comes from Santosh, satisfaction of the Lord. But this Pari is a prefix that makes it more important. Like we have this word Shrama. Shrama is hard work. And then we have Parishrama. Parishrama means Shrama, more than Shrama, complete Shrama, from all angles. So Shrama, sometimes they say Shramadan. So Shramadan usually is interpreted as bodily work done free of cost. Social, sometimes there is a Shramadan like that. But then if we say Parishram, then it can also mean somebody may not be physically giving daan of his shrama, but he may give his intellectual energy. Not everyone is physically capable. So he can sit in one corner and he can plan. And that daan is called parishram. So somebody is working very hard and he gets exhausted. Or sometimes he feels, oh, I'm working so hard. Is somebody noticing me? And somebody just gives him that assurance. So he's donating his emotional energy for that project. By encouraging people, by spending time with people. That is also parishram. So shram is mostly physical level, but parishram can be at different levels. Similarly,
heard of this word Purna, and then we sometimes hear this word Paripurna. So that Pari word, that prefix is very important. Similarly, here it is meaning Paritoshanam. It's not just Toshanam, it's Paritoshanam. And when I was looking at this, then I saw how Prabhupada has translated this Paritoshanam. So Toshanam is satisfaction. How would we translate Paritoshanam? You would say complete satisfaction of the Lord, something like that. But see how Prabhupada has translated. Whatever work is done here in this life for, now is the main part. Satisfaction of the mission of the Lord is called Bhakti Yoga. So that Pari, Prabhupada has taken not just as Krishna, but he has taken it as the mission of the Lord. So then it becomes Paritoshanam. So then who all is included in the mission of the Lord? Krishna is included in the mission of the Lord himself. It is his mission. Who else? Spiritual master. Yes, his representative. And who else? Vaishnavas. So when we talk of Paritoshanam, Bhagavat Paritoshanam, it cannot be only for the satisfaction of the Lord. As Prabhupada has very amazingly caught that Pari and translated it as satisfaction of the mission of the Lord. So essentially we can say three personalities are involved. Lord Krishna himself, the Acharyas and the Guru. I am putting them together. The Acharya, Guru Tattva is one. So in that sense. And then Vaishnavas. Yes. So sometimes we come across personalities who may please Krishna, but they may not please Guru. One example that comes to my mind is Indra. Last Bhagavatam class also I was speaking how for a moment Indra is sitting on the throne, and for a moment he neglects to bow down or to offer some pleasing words or even a pleasing countenance on his face to Brihaspati. He does not speak anything insulting. He does not do anything which is not considered etiquette. All he does is he does not do the positive. He does not do the negative, but he does not do the positive. And because of that, one after another, there are so many problems that come in Indra's life. Brihaspati leaves that place. He does not curse. That's also very interesting. He does not curse. There is no anger from Brihaspati's side. Just the fact that Indra did not do his duty, that small thing in between, that causes such an avalanche of mishaps that happen in his life. So that is one thing that comes to my mind. Another thing that comes to my mind is, here probably Krishna is happy with Indra, the way he is doing his managerial work. But we don't know clearly whether the subordinates were happy. But at least in when Balaramji is traveling, doing all this Tirtha Brahman, so that time we can understand that Suta Goswami, Romaharshan Suta, he had actually pleased the sadhus, the Vaishnavas who had come there, and they had blessed him with long life and they had blessed him with sufficient intelligence that, oh, now you glorify Krishna. So in that sense, we could say that he's pleasing Krishna and he's pleasing the Vaishnavas also, but then he didn't please the Guru. He didn't please Balaramji. Talking of Balaramji, we have another person like Duryodhan, who never pleased Krishna, who definitely did not please the Vaishnavas, but somehow he had a good relationship with the Guru. But then overall the effect was that finally Krishna, removed him. Krishna created a situation in which he was eliminated. So in this sense, there are different incidents that come to my mind right now when we talk of the pleasure of all three personalities in the satisfaction of the mission of the Lord. Another incident that comes to my mind is Gadadhar Pandit. Vallabha Bhatta is a big scholar and he has come to Jagannath Puri. And he hears of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the leader of all the Vaishnavas in Puri. And he is completely overwhelmed by the wave of bhakti that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has created. And he goes to Lord Chaitanya and he says, see, I can understand one thing. Unless one is specifically empowered by Krishna, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tara Pravartam. So that is spoken by Vallabha Bhatta. You are directly empowered by Krishna because Yuga Dharma can be preached by the Yuga Avatar, but you have not just preached the Yuga Dharma of the holy names, you have created ecstatic love in the hearts of people. There are two different things. One is just preaching the holy name, and one is arousing the Vraja Prem. So that Vraja Prem can be only given by Krishna. That is not given by the Yuga Avatar. So he says, I can directly understand you have been specifically empowered, and he glorifies Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deflects it and says, actually, it is only by the association of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya knows devotional service properly. In his association I have learned. Nityanand Prabhu is another associate of mine. He is intoxicated with love of Godhead. And that is why I can do this. And also Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur has taught me the meaning of the holy names. And it is only by the mercy of Haridas Thakur that I have understood the glories of the holy names. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya is another of my associates. He knows the six philosophical theses properly, the Shat Darshan. And he talks of Ramanand Rai. He says, only by the mercy of Ramanand Rai I have understood transcendental mellows of devotional service. And apart from this, there are many devotees in Bengal who have descended in Bengal, Lord Chaitanya says. And he says, there is Chandrasekhar Acharya, and there is Vakreshwar Pandit, and there is Vasudev Datta. So he speaks of so many names. And he says, only because of these devotees, I have been able to do what you think is my work. So why is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking like this? So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he mentions, Bhattera Hridaya Dridha Abhimana Jani Bhangi Kare Mahaprabhu Kahe Etavani. He says, Bhattera Hridaya Dridha Abhimana Jani. Actually, Vallabha Bhatta was very proud of his own preaching outside Puri. And Bhangi Kare Mahaprabhu Kahe Etavani, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu detected pride in his heart. And that's why he spoke like this. So after hearing all these descriptions of all the glorious devotees from Bengal, then Vallabha Bhatta is naturally inclined to meet them. So where are these devotees? I would like to meet them. And Lord Chaitanya says, fortunately for you, all these devotees from Bengal have right now come to Puri for the Rath Yatra. And tomorrow you will meet them. So to next day, he takes Vallabha Bhatta. There is an assembly. Paramananda Puri is there and all these devotees are there. And Vallabha Bhatta, because he has heard so much from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he brings a lot of Jagannath Mahaprasad for them. He feeds them. And he looks at all of them. And all of them have such bright faces. And all of them are so happy performing devotional service. You know, he feels this really very amazing assembly of devotees. I never saw so many ecstatic devotees together. This is hardly one Vaishnava. In the ordinary society, you can hardly see any Vaishnava. He is an assembly of exalted Vaishnavas so happy. So he tells, next day is Rath Yatra. In Rath Yatra, there are the seven Sankirtan parties. And he hears the Kirtan. And all the Sankirtan parties, none of them are led by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the four out of the five Panchatattvas, they are there. Nityanand Prabhu leads one. Shrivas Thakur leads one. Gadadhar Pandit leads one. Advaita Acharya leads one. And another one is led by Haridas Thakur. One is led by Raghav Pandit. And one is led by another person, Vakreshwar Pandit. Yes. So these are the seven Sankirtan parties. And he sees Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveling from one Sankirtan party to another. And he sees all the Sankirtan parties, even without Lord Chaitanya, are so ecstatic. So he gets completely overwhelmed. So next day he goes to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and says, I have some explanations on Srimad Bhagavatam. Would you like to hear? Lord Chaitanya says, actually, you know what, I don't understand Bhagavatam much. So I'm not really knowing what to hear from you. And I'm just chanting my holy names. I have my rounds to complete. And sometimes I'm not even able to complete my rounds. So it's very interesting. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu puts this statement. Sometimes I'm not able to complete my rounds. So Vallabha Bhatta, he catches that. No, sometimes if some senior devotee, if he tells us that I'm struggling with my rounds, please do not take it seriously. Sometimes we might take it very literally. And then we might quote it somewhere that, you know, Prabhu told me, but that's his humility. So as soon as he hears glorification of the holy names, and he says that I don't understand the Srimad Bhagavatam, then Vallabha Bhatta catches on to that. And he says, oh, I have some explanation on the holy name. Would you like to hear that? Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I know only two names of Krishna. One is Shyam Sundar and Yashodanandan. He says, the complexion of Lord Krishna is like dark, like a tamal tree. And he's a dear son of Yashodamai. So I know only these two names. I don't have any understanding of the holy names of Krishna. So again and again, Vallabha Bhatta comes close to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to speak something. And Lord Chaitanya is kind of cutting him down. And when this happens, then Vallabha Bhatta actually gets morose. Vimana haya bhatta gela nija ghara, Prabhu vishaya bhakti kichu haila antara. Prabhu vishaya bhakti kichu haila antara. The devotion that he had for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the affection that he had for Lord Chaitanya, the respect that he had for Lord Chaitanya, haila antara, actually it got little bit cut down. Why? Because Lord Chaitanya in one sense was very harshly speaking with him. So now Vallabha Bhatta, it is mentioned in one shloka there, this is Antya Leela, chapter number 7. He is disrespected, he is morose, and is really unhappy. And in this situation, he is thinking, what crime have I done? I am still a Vaishnava, I am speaking on the glories of the Bhagavatam, I want to explain the holy name, but then why nobody is listening to me? So then he sees, out of all the Vaishnavas there, who is the meekest one? Who is the most humblest one? Srimati Radharani. Yes, so Gadadhar Pandit is there. So Gadadhar Pandit, he catches and he goes to him and says, I want to tell you about the glories of the holy name, and I want to speak to you the glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Gadadhar Pandit is thinking, Lord Chaitanya is in my heart. And Lord Chaitanya knows that I don't have any intention of disrespecting him, because the master has kind of given a very straight signal. He is not a fit person to listen from. And then Gadadhar Pandit is saying, disrespecting the master, if I listen to those explanations, my master says I don't want to listen to them. But should I listen? And if I do that, how can I say no? And how can I say? So it is mentioned, considering the high position of Vallabha Bhatta, Abhijate, by his aristocracy of Vallabha Bhatta, Gadadhar Pandit could not say no. And he is also that soft-hearted person who never says no to anybody. So he says, Antaryami Prabhu Janibe Mora Mana. Antaryami Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Antaryami, Janibe Mora Mana. I am not doing it on purpose. I am not trying to disrespect Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tara Bhaya Nahi Kichu Vishama Tara Gana. Tara Bhaya Kichu Nahi. I am not afraid of Lord Chaitanya's displeasure, but Vishama Tara Gana. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are not in my heart. They are not Antaryami. And they might misunderstand me. Are Mahaprabhu inka sun nahi rahe? Aap kyun sun rahe? Aap disrespect kiye hai? And that's exactly what happened. Gadadhar Pandit could not say no to Vallabha Bhatta. But then what happened is, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Yadyapi vichare panditera nahi kichu dosh. Panditera vichare nahi kichu dosh. Tathapi prabhura gana tare kare pranaya rosh. Tathapi prabhura gana. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they actually became angry on Gadadhar Pandit. Yes. So these three personalities, the Lord, Guru and the Vaishnavas, all these three, to handle them and to please all of them is quite a bit of a challenge. And that's where we also need to become sincere. Most of the times, it will be very difficult for us to balance these three. So some of us, we could be focused on the Lord. We come here, we offer great prayers to the Lord. We sit here in front of the deities. We chant our rounds in front of the deities. But then that could lead to not spending enough time with the devotees. And some of us could spend a lot of time with the devotees, but then we may not have time left to actually pray to the deities. And some of us, we might be very easily balancing praying to the deities and also spending a lot of time with the Vaishnavas, but then there's not enough time to meditate on the words of the Guru. Vapu Seva is not available most of the times in ISKCON. So then Vani Seva is the only option available. But then Vani Seva is not just hearing lectures one after another, you know, create a playlist on YouTube and then, you know, one after another, 8 hours we are listening one after another lectures. No, Vani Seva also means that you hear something, but then you think what it means to us in my life today. So that meditation, without that meditation, Vani Seva can actually become very ritualistic, is it not? Just hearing lectures one after another, but not actually meditating on them. So we could, in situations because of the busy life that we are leading, whether we are grihasthas or brahmacharis, but there's so much to do, there are so many expectations. So I'm just reiterating the fact that all of us will need to, Bhagavat Paritoshanam is for the satisfaction of the mission of the Lord. And for the mission of the Lord, these three personalities are important. So we'll have to come up with different ways to balance pleasing the Supreme Lord, pleasing the spiritual master, and pleasing the Vaishnavas. All three are important. We cannot discount any of them. Another theme that is mentioned here is, Jnanam Yattad Adhinam Hi, that when you do this Bhagavat Paritoshanam and when you do Kriyate Karma in Bhagavat Paritoshanam, then he says, Jnanam Tad Adhinam Hi, then spiritual knowledge follows. So in the purport, the first line of the purport is, the general and popular notion is that by discharging fruitive work in terms of the direction of the scriptures, one becomes perfectly able to acquire transcendental knowledge for spiritual realization. So if you do Karma Kand properly, fruitive work, according to scriptures, if you do properly, the popular notion is just by doing our mundane duties properly. Kartavya palan kijiye, samajik, parivarik, but not connected to Krishna. And if you do your social, familial and all other duties properly, of course, we are making them holy because we are not concocting them, we are doing them as per scriptures. Automatically, transcendental knowledge will descend on you. And Prabhupada is saying that is not the way. This is not how transcendental knowledge descends. So fourth chapter of the Gita, there are 11 different types of yajnas mentioned. And if you look at them, only the first one is a typical Agnihotra Yajna. When we talk of the Yajna, we feel there is a fire and then some Dravya has to be offered into that. But if you check those 11, some of them are fire of sense control. Some of them are fire of, the sense objects. So the Brahmacharis, they offer in the fire of sense control, and some of them, the Grihasthas, they offer in the fire of senses. The sense objects are offered in the fire of the senses. And then some yajnas are where the incoming breath is offered in the fire of the outgoing breath. And the outgoing breath is offered in the fire of the incoming breath. So, other than that first one, which is actually typical Agnihotra Yajna, meant to please the demigods, that is what it means there. The other 10 are notional yajnas. The other 10 are internal yajnas. So, one of the most interesting things of the Gita is, Krishna says, the highest instruction, yes. So what is it called? Pari, what is that shloka? The highest shloka, what is it called? No. Yeah, no, that's a shloka, but there's a term for it, na? Paribhashaka, okay. So, the highest instruction we usually talk about, sarva dharman parityajya, mamekam sharanam braja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami, ma shuchah. So he says, sarva dharman, it's not sarva adharman. Now, usually when people come to spiritual life, they think, Prabhuji, I am a good person, I have given up this bad habit, I have given up this bad activity, I had this addiction, or I had this wrong tendency, inclination, proclivity, whatever. It could be a physical act, it could be a subtle thought. But then when people come to spiritual life, they feel, can you imagine, I had been regularly doing this thing for the last 26 years. And then I read one of your books. And then when I read this book, I understood it is wrong and I have given it up. So it's very noteworthy. But that means you have just started. That means you have begun. So till now, intoxication and being ruled by animalistic tendencies is basically animalistic life. But now that you have given up all those wrong thoughts, wrong activities, wrong addictions and all, now your human life has begun. So adharma, to give up adharma, to give up papa is not a big achievement as per Krishna and the Gita. He's saying, it starts with giving up adharma. So sarva adharman parityajya is the beginning. Third chapter, where you are doing yajna. So yajna, who likes to do yajna? Who likes to sacrifice my hard-earned wealth, my hard-earned energy, my hard-earned time? Why is in Kali Yuga, the Nama Japa Yajna, 10.26. Yajna Nam Japa Yajnosmi. Why is it recommended? Because what else is pure here? Ghee is not pure, milk is not pure, oil is not pure, cloth is not pure, sweet rice may not be pure, pesticides in rice and all. So finally, what remains pure in Kali Yuga? The original substance. The holy name of the Lord. So you're saying, that holy name of the Lord is the original pure substance that is remaining pure in the Kali Yuga. So wo aap arpan kijiye. लेकिन वो अर्पण करने के लिए और एक चीज आपको अर्पण करनी पड़ेगी, विच इज ऑल्सो रिप्रेजेंटेटिव ऑफ कृष्णा, कालोस्मी. सो कृष्णा सेज इन द 11th चैप्टर कालोस्मी. सो काल इज ऑल्सो कृष्णा एंड होली नेम इज ऑल्सो कृष्णा. एंड जप यज्ञ, वेन वी सिट फॉर चैंटिंग, दिस एक्जैक्टली दिस टू थिंग्स दैट वी ऑफर अवर वैल्यूएबल टाइम दैट वी कुड हैव यूज फॉर सो मेनी अदर यू नो बेनिफिशियल एक्टिविटीज. पीपल कैन अर्न मनी, पीपल कैन रीड बुक्स, पीपल कैन गिव लेक्चर्स, पीपल कैन डू दिस एंड पीपल कैन डू दैट. बट एवरी डे sacrificing time that can never be re-earned. So that is representative of Krishna. So it's pure and holy name is pure. So these two pure things we offer in yajna. So sarva adharman parityaja is there in the third chapter. Giving up bad habits and bad addictions is in the third chapter. That's not a big thing. Krishna is saying sarva dharman. So when you give up adharma, the first struggle is to give up adharma and accept dharma. And then Krishna is saying, in every devotee's life, at one point of time, towards the end, Krishna is very kind-hearted. He is not speaking this in the second chapter or the third chapter. He is speaking in the 18th chapter, that too towards the end of his instructions. So in every devotee's life, one moment will come when that final test will have to be given by us. That is sarva dharman parityaj. So those of us who are addicted to adharma, our first challenge is to give up adharma and become dharmic. To follow all the rules and regulations that are mentioned by the scriptures, by the acharyas. And then Krishna is saying the highest test will be once you become subjected, once you become positively conditioned by doing dharma, by doing out your duties at one point of time to enter into Golok Vrindavan. I tested Lakshmi Devi also. Are you going to give up your dharma of being the goddess of fortune? And she is still waiting in Shrivan and Belvan. I will also test all of you that sarva dharman parityaja. So this is extremely difficult to give up sarva dharman. But still, that is what Krishna is mentioning. Now, if some of you are scared of this, Prabhuji, ye to aapne bahut hi dara diya humko sarva dharman parityaja, hum to soch rahe the ki achha rahega. Let me solace you with something. Even after Krishna told Arjun sarva dharman parityaja, after that, what did he tell him to do? So Arjun sarva dharman parityaja, and Arjun also says, yes, karishya vachanam tava. Nashta moha smritir labdha. Karunga main. Aapne jo bola wo karunga. Aur aapne abhi abhi kya bola 2 minute pehle? Not in the second chapter. Half an hour back you didn't speak that. Just now you spoke. What did you speak? Sarva dharman parityaja. So now, he is expecting, and he said, and he accepted, whatever you say I will do. Karishya vachanam tava. So here is a soul surrendered to Krishna. And not only a surrender to Krishna in 2.7, Shishyasteham Shadi Mam Tom Prapannam. Here he is saying, I will do what you say. There he just surrendered. He didn't say, I will do what you say. He just says, I accept the position of a Shishya. I am ready for instruction. But here now he says, I accepted the position. I accepted your instructions. And now I am ready to do. Finally, after this complete highest surrender, what does Krishna ask him to do? Does he ask him to take a plow? Chalo bhi kheti karo. Because Karishya Vachanam Tava. And I told Sarva Dharman Parityaja. So your duties as a Kshatriya was to fight, right? And then I told you Sarva Dharman. So you said, yes, Karishya Vachanam Tava. So abhi dharm chhodna padega aapko. To aapka dharm kya hai? Abhi Kshatriya hai. You are a warrior. So your Kshatriya dharma is to fight. So now give up it. Give up that dharma of a Kshatriya. And now take up a plow. And do tilling of the land. That shop does not have an owner. Sit on the counter of that shop and count currency notes. Act as a Vaishya. The most interesting thing is, Krishna says Sarva Dharman Parityaja and Arjun says Karishya Vachanam Tava, but seeing that surrender and seeing that kind of willful, conscious step taken by the Jivatma, if you are saying it, and it does not make any logical sense to me because some time back you told me to do dharma and now you are saying give up dharma, but still because you are doing it and I love you, and I want to serve you, and I want to please you, Karishya Vachanam Tava. So seeing that wonderful gesture from the Jivatma side, I am surrendered to you, Krishna also reciprocates. Yes, Prabhupada used to say, when we take one step towards Krishna, then Krishna takes 100 steps towards us. This is it. That when you took that extremely risky endeavor, you took that extremely risky decision, I don't know what Krishna will tell me now. He will ask me to go against my nature. He will ask me to go against my habits. He will ask me to go against all my thoughts of what is right and what is wrong. Krishna says, no, don't worry. I was just waiting for you to speak this Karishya Vachanam Tava. And because you said Karishya Vachanam Tava, because you took that difficult decision, I am now going to make it easy for you. Take up that Gandiva bow. Hey, but I have taken that Gandiva bow hundreds of times. I fought with Mahadev. I fought in Virat Desh. I fought with all these people. So this is not Sarva Dharman Parityaja. No, your understanding of Sarva Dharman Parityaja is on an external level. You thought, when I said Sarva Dharman Parityaja, I'll ask you to change your profession. I'll ask you to change your ashram. But I want you to remain in the Grihastha ashram. I want you to remain a Kshatriya. That Sarva Dharman Parityaja was more of an internal demand. That Sarva Dharman Parityaja was more of an internal cognizance that you have to take. What exactly internally I wanted to do. So internally, initially, first chapter, I wanted to fight for protecting the social order. So he says, you know, Varna Sankara will be created and all those objections that he gives. And I cannot go to hell. I, you know, the Rakta Ranjit, the blood will be tainted and all that. So those dharma, the internal thoughts and the internal conceptions Krishna wanted him to give up. Krishna did not want him to give up his external activities. So it's very interesting in the 18th chapter. So here also, Bhagavat Paritoshanam. What exactly does it mean to mean Bhagavat Paritoshanam? Bhagavat Paritoshanam will mean that we still do what we are doing as our duties. And who will give us these duties? Not just the Lord. These three duties will be given to us, as we mentioned in the initial part of the class. Pari meant the Supreme Lord, the Spiritual Master and the Vaishnavas. So when the Supreme Lord gives us some duties, the spiritual master confirms those duties and the Vaishnavas engages in these duties. And when we actually genuinely try to please these three, that is a paritoshanam. And when we do this paritoshanam, then Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, it is at this time that transcendental knowledge will descend on us. Transcendental knowledge will not descend on us if we do fruitive work, definitely it will not descend on us. Vaishnavas have that very clear understanding. But even if we are doing our spiritual duties, not fruitive duties, but then if we miss out on pleasing any one of these three, then it will be a kind of a struggle for all of us. So again and again, you know, Srila Prabhupada in his shlokas, in his purports of the shlokas, there are many shlokas in the Bhagavatam which say that whatever you do it for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. So 9.27 immediately after Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam is that Yad Karoshi, Yad Ashnasi, Yad Juhosi, Dadasi Yad. So Yad Karoshi means whatever you do. So in the purport, the point that Prabhupada took was people feel doing only fruitive work mentioned in the scripture. So people feel I can do for the pleasure of Krishna what is mentioned in the scriptures. But what is Krishna demanding in 9.27? Yad Karoshi. He is not saying Yad Shastra Vidhim Karoti. So that's a deeper demand. He wants us to surrender at a deeper level than the Nishkam Karma Yogi. The Nishkam Karma Yogi sticks to the scriptures and is not attached. But he sticks to the scriptures. His decision of what to do and what not to do, yeah, Shastra Vidhi Mutsrujya. So he is doing based on Shastra Vidhi. Krishna in 9.27 is not giving that clarification or not giving that qualification that only what is mentioned in the scriptures. Yad, whatever you do, Yad Ashnasi, whatever you eat, Yad Juhosi, whatever you worship, Dadasi, whatever you give in charity, I want all of that. In Bhagavatam also, there's a Kayena Vacha, Manasa Indriya Irva. Whatever you do with the body, Vacha, Manasa, Indriya, Anusruta Swabhavat. So he's actually, you know, demanding, please don't think of what is right and what is wrong. First you please do it for my pleasure. So this is a higher demand. There is another shloka. This is second canto. Tapasvina dana paraya shasvino manasvino mantra vidha sumangala kshemam navindanti vinaya darpanam tasmai subhadrashavase namaha. So I'll read the translation as it is. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the all auspicious Lord Shri Krishna again and again. Because the great learned sages, the great performers of charity, the great workers of distinction, the Karma Yogis, the great philosophers and mystics, the great chanters of the Vedic hymns and the great followers of Vedic principles cannot achieve any fruitful result without dedication of such great qualities to the service of the Lord. Bhagavat Paritoshanam. So unless we do Bhagavat Paritoshanam, we may be great philanthropists, we may be great Vedic chanters, but if that Bhagavat Paritoshanam is not there, if you are not trying to please the Supreme Lord, the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas, somewhere we will not do Paritoshanam, we will do Toshanam. Yes. One time there was a construction site and they were wanting to construct a temple. So one of the local persons there, he wanted to know what exactly is the consciousness. Because we are going, this Sarva Dharman Parityajya is not on an external level. That Sarva Dharman Parityajya is a deep internal level. So he wanted to know, you know, what are the different consciousness of people who are constructing this temple. So he went to one of those people who are doing, masons. So sir, why are you doing here? What are you doing here? In this temple construction site, what are you doing? So he says, kya kare sahab? पेट भरने के लिए कुछ ना कुछ तो करना पड़ेगा. आजकल बिल्डिंग वगैरह सब डाउन चल रहा है, कोरोना का समय चल रहा है, लेकिन लक्ष्मी देवी सर्विंग कृष्णा, सो टेम्पल्स आर बीइंग कंस्ट्रक्टेड, तो यहां वहां कुछ मिला नहीं तो मैं यहां पे आ गया. सो इज बेसिकली देयर फॉर फिलिंग हिज बेली. सो या दैट्स अ गुड थिंग, एटलीस्ट इज ड्यूटीफुल टुवर्ड्स हिज फैमिली मेंबर्स, ही वॉन्ट्स टू प्रोवाइड देम. ही गोज टू अनदर मेसन. तो आप क्यों कर रहे हैं काम? नहीं, बचपन से मेरे मन में एक इच्छा थी, एटलीस्ट वंस इन माई लाइफ टाइम आई वॉन्ट टू क्रिएट ए ब्यूटिफुल स्ट्रक्चर, आई वॉन्ट टू बी पार्ट ऑफ ब्यूटी आर्किटेक्चर. सो आई वॉन्ट टू participate in this project because I heard they are going to create a big hall, a big satsang hall with minimum number of pillars. Usually they put a lot of pillars in order to, but they have done this amazing temple hall and you know it has minimum number of pillars and this is 10,000 square feet hall and nothing in between. So I just want to be part of this history. So architecture. So that's also a good way to participate in a temple hall. Then he asks another person, why are you participating in this temple construction project? He says, well, I was thinking from my childhood I have received so much from the Lord. And my mother always told me that the real provider is Krishna. So we should always have gratitude for him. God is the real provider. So I am doing in that gratitude feeling. Inhone itna kuch diya hai, to mujhe bhi unko kuch dena hai. Little, but at least I want to do that. And then he asked another person, why are you doing it? So he told me, this is the success of my abilities. Whatever drawings I have done and whatever skills I have, this is the fruit of all that. Aaj tak jo bhi maine seekha hai, aaj tak jo bhi maine kiya hai, aaj tak jo bhi maine dekha hai, why did I learn architecture? Why do I have this power in my hands? Why do I have a nicely functioning brain? The whole purpose of this nicely functioning brain with so many ideas of how to make this temple hall beautiful, the very purpose of having these strong arms is to, you know, make sure that everything is strong, everything is very nice, and I can plan properly and make proper drawings so that there is not even the smallest error in the construction of this temple. And the very purpose of these eyes is to always check if while the construction is going on, is there any fault in the construction? So he said, whatever I have learned till now, whatever I have did till now, this is the fruit of it all. Actually, till now, whatever I was doing was the preparation for this. A lifetime in preparation. So then this person was interviewing different people. He understood all of them are participating at an external level in the same project. But one is filling his belly. One is wanting to create an architectural beauty. Pure sheher mein aisa nahi hoga. One is wanting to do it out of a feeling of gratitude. And that's the beginning of devotional service. Yes, fear, reward, duty, love. Four levels of religion. So swartha is the first two. Fear and reward. Niswartha begins with duty. So that is gratitude. And then the fourth level, that the fourth person, he was basically doing it, thinking that, ye nahi karenge to aur kya karenge. Isi ke liye to haath majboot hai, isi ke liye to dimaag achha chal raha hai, isi ke liye to aankhe di hai Bhagwan ne. So in this way, sometimes within devotional service, we can be at different levels, and at least we have to come to the platform of duty. Love is a far, far away, but we should definitely not be. Fear has no place in devotional service. Fear is something that is straight away rejected. Even if we have that reward mentality, today I serve Krishna, tomorrow Krishna will give me something, it is within the boundaries. Fear has no place in devotional service. Reward, yes, some reward here and there, some appreciation here and there. If we can do it on the platform of duty, that's the best platform. And even beyond the platform of duty, if we can do it on the platform of love, that is also very nice. But the nature of this world is ritualism creeps in. Choti si crack rehti hai hamare consciousness mein. Vahan se that ritualism creeps in. So in one of the shlokas, our Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says, Prithvithe jar kichu dharma nama chale, Bhagavat kaheta re paripurna chale. Prithvithe jar kichu. Whatever goes on Prithvi in the name of Dharma. Prithvi te jara kichu dharma nama chale. Whatever is going on in the name of religion. Bhagavata kahe tare paripurna chale. So actually according to the Bhagavatam, it is paripurna cheating. Why? Well, till the time they don't tell you, the real fruit of kayena vacha manasendri is karoti yattat sakalam parasme narayanayati samarpayame. Do it with love. Do it for me. So in this way, this is the fruit. So after 9.27, in the Gita also, 9.28 is, Shubha Shubhair Falair Eva Mokshase Karma Bandhani Sanyasa Yoga Yuktatma Vimukto Mam Upaishasi. So in the purport to this, in the translation it is mentioned, in this way you will be freed from bondage to work and its auspicious and inauspicious results. So this is the first time This is as early as 9.28, that even auspicious results are supposed to be given up, Krishna speaks. Till now, he always spoke about inauspicious results to be. Shubha, ashubha, phalerevam. In this way, you will be freed from bondage to work and its auspicious and inauspicious results with your mind fixed on me in this principle of renunciation, internal principle of renunciation, not the clothes of renunciation. In the principle of renunciation, you will be liberated and come to me. So, taking this reference and coming to 1.5.35, the current shloka, in the purport, I have an extract for you. This is Prabhupada's words in the current purport. The Lord does not want His sons, the living beings, to suffer the threefold miseries of life. He desires that all of them come to Him and live with Him. But going back to Godhead means that one must purify himself from material infections. When work is performed, therefore, to satisfy the Lord, when work is performed, yattat kriyate karma, when work is performed, therefore, to satisfy the Lord, the performer becomes gradually purified from the material affection. Now is the main sentence that we wanted to speak. What does it mean to become purified? We want to become purified of our material infection. So Prabhupada is writing. This purification means attainment of spiritual knowledge. This purification means attainment of spiritual knowledge. Therefore, knowledge is dependent on karma or work done on behalf of the Lord. So this is Narad Muni's instruction, the Parama Vaishnava. This is Prabhupada's explanation, that we have to work actively, we have to plan actively, we have to do things in such a way that we are consciously, willfully trying to do Bhagavat Paritoshanam, and then transcendental knowledge descends on us. But that ritualism is something that always is our enemy. We have to be really very careful. In one of his room conversations, Srila Prabhupada was talking to, there were some four or five people in the audio, we don't know how many people, but at least I could hear three or four voices. And then Prabhupada says, so why are some people infected with the material disease and why some of them are not infected with the material disease? So then they don't have an answer. So then Prabhupada says, yes, sometimes you know people get infected with the disease, sometimes people get fever. Nobody wants fever, but somebody gets fever. So similarly, because of some mistake, now we are materially infected, we are originally pure spirit souls, and now we have to accept it. But we have to go for medicine, we have to go for purification. So then the lady asks, so Swamiji, disease to samaj gaya, ho gaya. Now what is the medicine? So Prabhupada says, Bhagavad Gita. So what is her answer? Oh, you mean reciting the Bhagavad Gita. So when Prabhupada says Bhagavad Gita is the answer to that problem, so she is saying, oh, you mean you have to speak the Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada says, if you hear Prabhupada, there is a, no, understanding the Gita. So they felt, achala bhi kya karna hai, Gita kholna hai. You just go on speaking the Gita and then it will clear. No, it's not about reciting. Don't do it in a ritualistic way. You have to understand the Gita. Understand the Gita means read it, ask, pariprashna. Then from pariprashna, some paritoshanam will happen. I remember this story about how this, we are talking about knowledge and we are talking about ritualism. This is Niti story, that four students, they passed out of their Gurukul, they got a lot of knowledge from their Guru, and they're returning home, and on the way home, they see a skeleton, the bones scattered here and there, probably has been lying there for a long time. So one of them, he says, we just now passed out of the Gurukul, and let me tell you, I am an expert in the art of assembling bones of any animal. And just by looking at the bones, I can understand, these are the bones of a tiger. So when you display your knowledge and when people acknowledge your display of knowledge, that is actually something that nourishes you, is it not? So this, just by looking, tiger bones, and I know how to assemble them together. And now you have to show it. Yes. So he actually takes the bones and assembles them, and the skeleton stands. The skull, the neck, the spine, the bones, the rib cage, the legs and the hands and everything. The second one, not to be outdone, he says, oh, you just know how to assemble the bones. I know how to put the flesh. So he chants some mantras and then that whole skeleton gets covered with the flesh and also the skin. And the third one says, how low level of knowledge. You just know how to assemble the bones. You just know how to put the flesh. Can you put life into it? Now just see how I chant the mantras and I can bring it to life. The fourth one says, hey, wait. Do you know what you're doing? अभी तक ठीक था, डिस्प्ले ऑफ नॉलेज था, अभी ये डिस्प्ले ऑन करेंगे तो हमारा डिस्प्ले बंद हो जाएगा. द टाइगर इफ ही कम्स टू लाइफ, वी माइट गेट ईटन अप बाय द टाइगर. नींद से जाग रहा है बहुत सालों बाद, वी डोंट नो व्हाट हैपेंस. यू नो व्हाट, यू आर ऑलवेज डिस्करेजिंग. We want to tell you how intelligent we are. We want to tell you how smart we are. And you are the one who's always discouraging. Don't discourage. So he said, okay, give me 5 minutes and I will stop discouraging you for the rest of my life. Chala jaunga main yahan se dur, kabhi discourage nahi karunga. Kyun bachenge hi nahi aap discourage karne ke liye. So the fourth one runs away. This third one, in order to outdo the others, tu smart hai, main tere se smart ho. Third one says, tu itna smart hai, main tere se. The third one puts life into it. The tiger comes to life. Obviously, he's smacking his lips. Three tasty young boys, very nicely looking. And he has a feast that day. So sometimes in mundane pursuits of showing of our scholarship and showing of how we are smarter than others, this sometimes happens when we don't understand the purpose of knowledge. So tapasvina, jnana para, yashasvina. Jnana para, all that accumulation of knowledge is not to show how I know more than you. It is that, can I sufficiently glorify the Supreme Lord with this asati, this unchaste tongue I have used for so many other glorifications, but now consciously, repeatedly, yatha dharmadayashchartha munivarya anukirtitaha na tatha hi vasudevasa muni mahimahi anuvarnitaha. Your fault is you did not repeatedly and consciously, purposefully glorify the Supreme Lord. So this is how we have to be very careful that in mundane endeavors, that tendency is there, and the whole purpose of scholarship is to show how we are great. But the purpose of spiritual scholarship is that we actually live by those principles. We do whatever is necessary as per our own limitations. Small, little, tiny souls. But if we do that Bhagavat Paritoshanam for the three personalities, then transcendental knowledge descends on us. And in that way, we can actually reciprocate with Krishna's kindness. So Krishna's kindness is, even though he speaks Sarva Dharman, but seeing that endeavor from our side, he does not change the Dharma, he is willing to accommodate us, but he wants us to change our internal consciousness. So that is our challenge in Bhagavat Paritoshanam. The singer can continue singing, the book distributor can continue book distributing for the rest of his life, the speaker can continue speaking, the listener can only continue listening. He does not even have to become a speaker. Although Prabhupada mentions, if you do Shravanam nicely, it's natural that you want to do Kirtanam. But even if somebody says, I'm a shy person, I'm not so much into speaking, even if you do any of these nine activities consciously, with a desire to please the Lord, am I pleasing the Lord with my Shravanam? Am I pleasing the Lord with my Kirtanam? Am I pleasing the Lord with my so many other services? That is the way of success for us, and that is our assurance from Srila Narad Muni. So, thank you so much. जय श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय. जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल.